This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji. John Hockenberry is away. All week, we're taking a look at Hurricane Katrina as the third anniversary approaches. We're taking a look back and taking a look at where things stand today. Today, FEMA is still housing 22,000 families throughout the Gulf Coast, and tens of thousands more are homeless in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Despite billions of dollars in federal aid, many say there's a disconnect in the trickle-down of affordable housing and jobs for the working poor. Sharon Hanshaw is a lifelong Biloxi, Mississippi resident who lost her rental apartment in Katrina and lived in a FEMA trailer for over 2.5 years. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Describe your circumstances today.
I'm actively trying to help myself and others retrieve the funds that we need to just exist, to live in our community. It's been very difficult because the resources didn't reach to the grassroots people. And so we're collectively, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, going to our legislators and making sure that they understand that there's been a lot of work done, but there's a lot of work still to be done.
Now, you've formed Coastal Women for Change, and the headquarters is your hair salon, right?
Yes, that was my business before I lost everything, yes.
Where are you living, and how are you organizing your friends and neighbors?
Okay, I was fortunate enough to purchase another place to live right now at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we're organizing is through my truck. We don't have an office right now because of the circumstances, so we're just like, the office is in the truck.
The office is in the truck. How are you?
Yes.
How are your friends and family members? How are they doing? Where are they living? How are they working?
Most of them are working two jobs because the living wage is not enough money to pay for rental or even rent a house or even try to purchase a home because of the living wage in Mississippi and because of the rise in the rental.
Because
after Hurricane Katrina, everything went up. Housing went up. Price of living went up. I can't even tell you about the gas situation.
What signs, if any, are you seeing are rebuilding as you walk around the streets of your neighborhood? Describe them to us.
Okay. In my community, you see a few affordable housing that's existing, that's coming up, but it's just not enough in my community. You'll see a little growth coming up because, like I say, there's work that's being done. It's just not enough because in the community, half of the community is not back home. They're still displaced. But if you go to the front end, you will see the casinos, condominiums, and developers are rising. So if you go in the front end, you'll be like, oh, Mississippi, they're doing pretty good because the lights are on and it's really bright and the casinos are live and working. But when you go to the backflash of the community, it's not the same.
So enough hasn't been done. Sharon Hanshaw, we thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you well.
Thank you so much.
Sharon Hanshaw is a single mom and a local activist from Biloxi, Mississippi, who herself was living in a trailer until just 3 months ago, and now she's working with others to help rebuild her community.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.